suffer truma for a dollar mission. Hey, I'm Arbit Betruma. Somebody who wants to take off more truma than the amount that we gave previously. As we said previously, that a person should take off between 140 and 160 is for truma. And what happens if a person wants to take off more than 140 is for truma? What is the maximum amount that he can take off for his truma? The other said the maximum amount is 1 of 10%, just like Trumas Meiser. And Trumas Meiser, which is taken by a lady from the Meiser region that is given to him, is 10%. So too, regular Truma, the maximum amount would be 10%, just like Trumas Meiser. Answer Mikan, answer me Trumas Meiser, Lemokomacher. And if somebody separates more than 10% for his Truma, the entire amount would not be Truma. Only 10% could be Truma. The rest would be regular chulin that is not truma, and that the maizos has to be taken from it. But the rest of the produce is mixed in with the truma, since he took off more than 10%. And only the 10% is truma, the rest is not truma, but it's mixed in with truma. So what should he do? He should make the rest of the produce trumas maizer for some other maizer that trumas maizer hadn't been taken from it yet. He would give the entire mixture to a levy. And a levy would say, whatever in this mixture is not truma should be trumas maizer for some mice that I have in my house that the Trumas Meiser wasn't taken from it yet. And that way the entire mixture would be Truma and it would be given to the Kohen, and the Levy would give him some produce in exchange for the amount of this mixture that is not Truma. Now the Mishnah could have said that he himself would say that the rest of this mixture that is not Truma should be Truma, some produce that I have that the Truma wasn't taken from it yet. But the Mishnah does not say that because that's more complicated, because regular truma can only be taken off min hamukkah. Regular truma is only taken off when it's next to the produce that you're taking off the truma for. So therefore, it's easier just to give it to a levy, and the levy would make it trumas meiser, and trumas meiser does not have to be taken off min hamukkah. The levy can make it trumas meiser, even though it's not next to the rest of the meiser that it's taken off the trumas meiser for. So therefore, it's easier just to give the entire mixture to a levy. The levy would make it trumas meiser and give him some produce in exchange for the rest of the mixture that is not truma. Rabbi Shmuel, Aimer, Matzah Chulin, or Matzah Truma. Rabbi Shmuel says a person can make up to 50% of his produce into truma. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the maximum of truma that a person can make is 50%, and that way he'll have half chulin and half truma. Half his produce will not be truma, and the other half will be truma. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, Aimerim, Achi Yishayah, Shem Chulin. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva says a person can take off almost all of his produce to be truma, as long as you left over a little bit chulin, a little bit that is not truma. And according to Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva, there's no limit to how much truma one can take off, as long as you left over a little bit, which is not truma. The din is, the truma must be shireha nikarim. What's left over has to be discernible. Therefore, the only way that leftover is discernible is if there's some that's left over. So therefore, they hold, you can't make your entire produce into truma, but you can make almost all of it truma and leave over just a tiny bit. That would not be truma. Three times during the year, a person should test out to see how much his measuring basket contains. As a measuring basket is used to measure out maestros and truma's maestros. And even though truma is not measured out, as truma is taken by made only by estimation, but when one takes off Meiser and Trumas Meiser, he must measure it out, as Meiser must be exactly 10%, and so too Trumas Meiser has to be exactly 10%. So therefore, he uses a special measuring basket to measure out the Meiser and Trumas Meiser. And a person should test out three times during the year exactly how much his measuring basket contains. Bebakurois, ube saifos, ube emsakai. The first time during the year that one should test out to see how much the basket contains is when the pears are bakuros, when the pears are completely ripe. Because at that time of the year, the basket would contain less pears since the pears are very large at that time. And also, you should test out the basket b'saifos at the end of the summer when the pears have shriveled up. At that point, the basket would contain more pears since the pears have shriveled up and are smaller. And so too, you should test out the basket in the middle of the summer. The middle of the summer is when the pears are medium size, they're not completely ripe and they haven't shriveled out yet, so therefore the basket will contain a medium amount of pears at that time. And that way, whenever you take off the maizer, whether it's at the end of the summer or the middle of the summer, you'll know exactly how much pears the basket contains, so you can take off exactly 10% for the maizer or the trumas maizer. Hamone Meshubach. Somebody who counts the pears in the basket when he separates the maizer or the trumas maizer is worthy of praise.
and since he counts the pairs in the basket, he knows exactly how many pairs it takes off for the miser, so therefore he's having a more exact miser than somebody who simply takes off the miser from estimation. But somebody who measures the pirus in the basket when he takes off the misers or the trumas miser is more worthy of praise than somebody who simply counts the pirus. Because when you count the pirus, it's not as exact, because some pirus might be larger than others, so therefore measuring the pirus is more exact than counting the pirus. Somebody who weighs the pirus when he separates his misers or trumas miser is more worthy of praise than somebody who counts the pirus or measures the pirus. As by weighing the pairs, you know exactly how much the pairs are that you're taking off for the miser. You have a more exact idea of how much miser you're taking off when you weigh the pairs. So such a person would be more worthy of praise than the other two.